Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody said maybe I don't have nobody to love. Well, that's the thing about it. You need to love yourself. Amen. If you love yourself, you don't worry about who loving you. Amen. And in order for you to be lovable, you got to love God. Somebody say love God. Okay. Foundation scripture is Genesis 2, 18, 21 through 25. When you get it, say amen. And I see some of y'all didn't get the memo either. It's Super Bowl today. Amen. Somebody say amen. Y'all know Super Bowl, the thing we do annually, and you can do what you want to, is we celebrate whatever team we're for. Amen. And if you see, y'all may look at us and say, well, she got on Mahomes and he got on Sherman. They are divided house. No, we don't have a favorite team. Amen. Come on, somebody. So we can root for anybody. Amen. Every now and again, I root for Brady. Amen. Every now and again, I root for Dion. Amen. It don't really matter to me. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Well, anyway, it says, and the Lord God said, it is not good. Say somebody say, it is not good. It is not good that man should be alone, and I will make him a helpmeet for him. Amen? Somebody say amen. Verse 21 says, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he woman. Somebody say made him woman. He didn't make a woman from a foot bone. Come on, somebody. Come on, women. He made the woman from a rib bone. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? The woman was not under the man's feet. The woman was beside. Y'all women ought to be saying amen, amen. So whenever a man try to put you under his feet, that is not the right man. Come on, somebody. Y'all need to get rowdy. Amen. Amen. Well, you can do whatever you want to. Amen. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother. Somebody say, leave his father and mother. And, you know, we're teaching on love series, and that's what happens a lot of time with men. They don't never leave their father and mother. Amen. Come on, somebody. And shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife were not ashamed. Somebody say, we're not ashamed. See, today we are starting a series, Love Matters, in which we're going to talk about relationships. Somebody say relationships. You don't usually talk about relationships in church. Amen. Come on, somebody. But we're going to talk about relationships. And this series will go on for several weeks. We will talk about relationships that are mostly about romance. Somebody say romance. What is this month? Valentine. Somebody say Valentine. I saw somebody frown and said when they said Valentine's. Amen. Come on, somebody. That's okay, because Cupid is not the foundation for love. Come on, somebody. You know who he is? God is. Somebody say God is. Don't fall in love with Cupid. Fall in love with God. Amen. When you think about relationships, you might think about romantic dinners. Somebody say romantic dinners. Y'all know romantic dinners. Like this table for two. People telling you how much they love you. Compliments, dates, and being pursued. Amen. See, if you look on this table, it says, you're my cup of tea. Come on, somebody. But am I always your cup of tea? Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, amen. Amen, amen, amen. On this side, it says, we go together like hot cocoa and marshmallows. Come on, somebody. Amen. Well, do we always go together? Amen. I just come to tell you that it's not always like that. Amen. It's not always a romantic dinner. Amen. Come on, somebody. Sometimes you got to eat a sandwich. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. I'm just telling you. But both the dating relationship and the marriage relationship should include some romance. Amen? But that can't be the only focus. The act of entering into a relationship is a serious matter. Amen? So I put before you that when relationships were established by God through Adam and Eve, it was for covenant. Somebody say covenant. Relationship of marriage, not a long time. And I'm not looking at nobody. not a long-term dating state. Come, I'm not going to date you 100 years, amen. Come on, somebody. Y'all know what I'm going to say. Look, put a ring on it, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. I'm not going to date you for 400 years, amen. I'm going to, come on, okay, well, whatever. I'm not even going to mess with that, amen. I just saw somebody roll their eyes at me, but whatever. See, but this is what I want to tell you, that God believes in successful marriages, amen. So as we go through this series, the next few weeks, I encourage you not to miss the lessons. Somebody say lessons. And begin listening with a sincere heart for yourself. See, every person in a relationship has a responsibility in the relationship. Amen? Each of you must always seek, and I mean always seek, to do everything you can do to ensure the survival of the relationship. If a relationship fails, it's because one party gave up. Amen? So listen for yourself. Not for your spouse or not for the person you are dating, but listen for yourself. And I just heard somebody say, well, I'm not dating nobody, but you still need to listen. Amen. You need to listen because you are in the preparation stage. Amen. Come on, somebody. So that whenever Boaz roll up on you, amen. Come on, somebody. You would know how to act when Boaz show up. Am I in the right house? Amen. Or that virtuous woman, whenever she show up, we'll know how to act. Amen. See, all of you that are in a relationship or might eventually be in a relationship, can you raise your right hand and repeat after me? Everybody ought to be raising their hand in here. Amen. You ought to be. Mama said, what did you say? What did you say? I said, all of you that are in a relationship. Well, if you're in a relationship with Jesus, you need to raise your hand. Amen. Because you're going to be faithful to him. Mama said, let me clarify that. I'm with Jesus. Amen. I'm not with nobody else. I'm with Jesus. Amen. Come on. Well, raise your hand solemnly. Amen. Someone raise your hand. Say, I solemnly swear that I would listen to this lesson for myself, not for anyone else. That means you need to get out of other folks' business. Come on, somebody. Okay, whatever. We're going to have a good time today. Amen. Amen. Oh, so if you are with somebody else, and just, you know, if you're couples, no jabbing anyone besides yourself. Because you need to let them know that you're working on something. Amen. And I'm going to go and say this. I'm going to drop this in the back there, somewhere in the back. Amen. Somewhere in the back, like in the sound booth back there. Amen. If someone jabs you, say stop. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just playing with them. Amen. So today we're going to talk about singles. And somebody said, I'm not single. But you know what? The thing about listening to the singles is that you may not be single, but you influence singles. Amen. Come on, somebody. Listen to what I'm saying. You can help others. You can help your kids. You can help your grandkids, you can help your nieces, or you can help the young lady or young man that lives across the street. Come on, somebody. That means you can always help somebody if you have information to give them. Amen? I'm telling you, you know what? Whenever you talk to somebody, whatever you tell them has to be relevant for today. Amen? Come on, somebody. You can't tell them how we did in the cave. Come on, somebody. Cause they ain't doing caves no more. Amen. Come on. Okay, well, whatever. You can say that. Is somebody doing caves in here? Amen. Amen. They doing this thing a whole different way. But we need to look at this. Amen. You must still do your part to make a relationship better. Amen. Don't worry if you're not single. We will have some help for you in other lessons. Amen. But singles, as long as you haven't made a marriage commitment, you do have time to walk away from any relationship you may be in. Come on, somebody. If it ain't working, don't force it. Amen. Come on, somebody. If it ain't working, somebody say, if it's not working, don't force it. Amen. Just move on. Amen. Move on. Move from Harry to Joe and just move on. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Or move from Harriet to Julie. Amen. Just move on. If it's not working, it's not working. I'm not going to. We're not here to make it work. Amen. You know what? In relationship, it shouldn't be that much work. Amen. Because being in a relationship, relationships are difficult, amen. Because we have two people that are imperfect, amen. Come on, somebody. I know you women talking about y'all perfect. Y'all not perfect, amen. Amen. But you know what? You have two imperfect people coming together, amen. Somebody say amen. I'm just trying to help you, amen. I am trying to help you. Just in case somebody is wondering, you are single if you have not stood before a legal, somebody say legal, or spiritual authority and made the commitment to marriage, amen? If you have not said, I do, come on somebody, guess what? You're single, amen. Come on somebody. Singles include those that are living together, those that are dating. It got quiet on that, Lord, but we're going to make it through this. Those that are sneaking in the night across town. Come on, somebody. Those that are divorced. Those that are single parents. Anyone 18 years of older that are seeking a relationship. Even if you say you're not seeking a relationship. You just might change your mind. Amen. Come on, somebody. We real in here, amen. We if somebody roll up on you the right way and blow the right way, amen. Come on, somebody. You just might change your mind, amen. Amen. Blow my mind, amen. Come on, somebody say amen. Yeah, they talking about, I know what they saying. I know what they saying. Don't say that about my mama. Look, mama talking about y'all time. She still ain't got it, amen. Because you know what? She in love with Jesus, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. But ain't nothing wrong with being in love in Jesus, amen. Because when you're in love with Jesus, you ain't got all those distractions, amen. Amen. So we have already established that God is okay with the person in the single state, amen. Amen. If you're single, somebody say, yes, Lord. Somebody say it one more time. If you are single, somebody say, yes, Lord, amen. You need to enjoy the single state, amen. Amen. Till Boaz come, amen. Till that virtuous woman come, amen. You need to enjoy it because when they come, it's going to change. Somebody say change, amen. You still not going to be your own woman, amen. I got to do woman things. No, women things are behind you, amen. Oh, Lord, I got some resistance on that, amen. Amen. You ain't going to let me go shoot pool to 1 o'clock in the morning. Am I in the right house? Amen. Amen. I'm just saying. Amen. It changes. Amen. And, you know, I just want to say this. You know, we've been married for 34 years, 35 years, 36 years, 1983. Amen. Amen. Y'all do the math on that. Amen. But anyway, amen. I can't hang out with the boys. Because if I hang out with the boys, I become one of the boys. Come on, somebody. I'm just telling you, amen. And that's why come you shouldn't be spending so much girl time, amen, because you'll become one of the girls, amen. Oh, Jesus, that didn't go over well, but we're going to work through this, amen. Because I'm going to get down to that about who you should be hanging out with, amen. For this lesson today, we're going to cover three areas. Somebody say three areas. Each of those areas has several points. First one is living successfully. Somebody say successfully. Successful. In the single state. You know, a lie has been told that you can't be successful and be single. That's a lie. Amen. The next one is preparing for the marriage state. Somebody say preparing for the marriage state. The next one is factors to consider. Oh, boy. When evaluating a person for a spouse. Am I in the right house? So living successful in the single state, what does the Bible say? The Bible says that being single is good. Say being single is good. So if you know the Bible, it says 1 Corinthians 7:8, it says, I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. I'm telling you, you have to read with the Bible. It's not bad. The culture says it is bad, but God says it's good. Amen. Why is it good? One person can make their own decisions. Am I in the right house? I ain't got to argue with you about what decision I want to make. Amen. I ain't got to argue with you about your dirty clothes that's laying. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. And I was going to say your dirty drawers. Amen. That you left. Amen. I ain't got to argue with you. Amen. The only person amen. The only person I can argue with is myself. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm telling y'all. Amen. You can please yourself, and most of all, you have more time to please and serve God when you're in a single state. You know what? Single people ought to be busy for the Lord. Amen. There shouldn't be anything that the Lord needs that you're not supplying for him. If the Lord needs you to do something, you should be available to do it for the Lord. Because whenever you sow into the Lord, God is just setting you up for a greater payday. Amen. Somebody say greater payday. Amen. 1 Corinthians 7:32 says, but I would have you without carefulness. He said that it is the unmarried that careth for all things that belong to the Lord, how we may please the Lord. Point one is, I want to make a single person whole. Somebody say, I want to make a single person whole. In other words, I want the single person to know that you are whole. Amen? People might refer to their spouse as their better half. Amen? Or their other half, but each person is made whole. Somebody say, made whole in the image of God. In Genesis 1:26, because you have to know who you are in Christ. But if you don't know you're whole, you'll think that it takes somebody else to make you whole. Amen? And whenever that person don't give you the compliments that you desire, you'll think something is missing in your life. Amen? You have to get in the mirror and tell yourself you look good. Amen? Don't wait on somebody to tell you you look good. Amen? Because generally, whenever they're telling you you look good, they after something. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Whenever they tell you you look good, you know what? They want something. Amen? Come on. We got all grown folks in here. Amen? We know what we're talking about. Amen? Amen. It says, let us. Somebody say, let us. Let us make men in our image and after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over the earth and over every creeping thing. And that includes creeps. Come on, somebody. That creepeth up on the earth. Amen.
It says, so God created man in his own image, and in his image, God created him, both male. Somebody say both male. Both male and female created him them. See, God's plan is for two whole individuals to join together in unity. Amen? Although each partner in a relationship support each other, each should be capable of living as a single individual. Amen? Somebody say amen.
And this is just an illustration. If Pastor Loretta leave me tomorrow, come on, somebody. I'm going to cry a day. Come on, somebody.
You know you cry long.
She said, I'm going to cry longer than that. But tomorrow, I'm going to get right on up. Amen. Come on, somebody. Because I know who I am. Amen. Amen. A lot of times we think about if somebody leave, I don't know what. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust the Lord. Say, trust the Lord. Amen. Because what happens so often is we get tied to that person. Amen. And what they can do and what they did before. Amen. And what they bring in the house. Amen. And whenever they leave, we see it as a deficit. I come to tell you this morning that it's not a deficit. Amen. I can do bad. Come on, son. Y'all know the rest. By myself. I don't need no help. Starving to death. Amen. Come on, somebody. Am I in the right house? Amen. I'm just telling you. Amen. Oh, yeah. It's going to get greater. Amen. See, I know we have to be careful projecting this belief of being single. Unless you are married, that you are lacking. See, you can be single and dedicated to God alone. There is no commandment that says anyone must be married. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
You can be single all your life if you want to. There's nothing that says you have to be married. Amen. Some people just desire to be married. Amen. That's like me. I can't live any other way. Amen. I can't live without her. Come on, somebody. I just can't live it. Amen. I don't know what they're doing in the club today. Amen. Come on, somebody. I rolled up on her the other day. What did I say? When we was at Kirkland, what did I say? When I rolled down the window, you was outside.
I said, do I want to ride?
Do you want to ride? Man, I don't know how to holler at nobody. Amen. Come on, somebody. That's not the way you holler at nobody. I don't have any game. Amen. Come on, somebody. Yeah, I asked her, do you want to ride?
Come on, somebody. But I'm just saying, you have to remember that. The second point that I have is to be successful in the single state, to be successful as a single, your first priority should be the Lord. Somebody say, should be the Lord. It shouldn't be the person you're dating. See, we get dating state confused with the marriage state. Amen? In the dating state, you shouldn't have responsibilities like you're married. Come on, somebody. You should be focusing on God as a single person, and you should depend on God. Here's your strength. Come on, somebody say, Lord is my strength. He's my provider. Say, he's my provider. And he's my comforter. Amen? See, today, our culture has merged the two states of life. Come on, somebody. Y'all come on with me now. I'm telling you, it may not be for y'all, but y'all going to be able to help somebody. Amen. As they go along their way. Amen. See, you are still in the dating state, but a lot of people are living like they married. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. You cook. Come on, somebody. Just like you married. Amen. You clean. Amen. And I put down here, you pay each other bills. Come on, somebody. I'm in the right house. You are doing everything like you're married. This is not what God intended. Amen. Don't throw rocks at me. Throw rocks at God. Amen. There are benefits to being single, and it's through your relationship with God. Amen. The third point is, to be successful as a single, you must stay away. Oh, boy. I'm going to just preach this way. Amen. You must stay away from sexual relationships. Amen. I know that the culture today tells you that it's okay to have sexual relationships. As a matter of fact, 50% of couples live together, come on somebody, prior to marriage. Am I in the right house? However, and you know, I can say that because my son and his wife now, somebody say wife. My grandson is 9. I think they live together like 12 years. Amen. How many years? 11 years, amen. 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 So I can talk about that, amen. Amen. Did we agree with them? No, we didn't agree with them. Did we think they were sleeping in opposite rooms? Come on, somebody. No, they weren't sleeping in opposite rooms, amen. Were they doing the dirty? Come on, somebody. Come on. Y'all come on with me, amen. Y'all need to get with me. I'm just telling you. See, y'all need to hear this in church. Most people think when you come to church, you can't hear this. But if you don't hear it at church, where are you going to hear it at? You hear worse stuff than this on the job, amen. Come on, somebody. And then you be kikiing and ha-haing, amen. Come on, somebody. But we're going to do this, say do this thing right. However, somebody say however. In the single state, scripture states that there is no physical, somebody say physical, relationships, amen.
1 Corinthians, we're moving on because y'all don't want to play with me, but okay. Now concerning those things, wherefore ye wrote unto me, it is good.
Oh, boy.
She's talking about it is good. No, it ain't for me. Amen. But anyway, say it is good for a man. This the Bible. Somebody say the Bible. And we didn't just put that in there, but that's what it said.
It said it is good that man not touch a woman. Amen? Oh, boy. Next scripture.
We got to get through this. We're going to get through this, y'all.
It says, nevertheless, to avoid fornication,
let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. That's as plain as I can get it. Amen? I have a Pastor Reynolds. Y'all know Pastor Reynolds. Pastor Reynolds said he was doing all that stuff, and he didn't know what fornication was till he saw this. Amen. Come on, somebody. And then he came to the conclusion, you know what? I'm a fornicator. Amen. Amen. Don't y'all just look straight. Amen. Don't look nowhere else. Y'all just look straight. Amen.
Amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen one more time. Can you say amen one more time? See, now that is very clear that if you are in a physical relationship and not married, you are in a state of fornication. So as a Christian, we follow Christ, not the world. I know it may be good.
Don't y'all make me come down here, amen.
I know it may be good, but it is not good for you and the Lord, amen, because he has given you the means to fulfill your desire, and it's through marriage. Somebody say it's through marriage. So if you can't give up the physical relationship, you should be looking for the right mate. Somebody say the right mate. Boy, it is wrong. It is wrong up here. Y'all ain't playing with me. The right mate to get married. So to release that burning, somebody say release that burning. Y'all know what I mean. Some of y'all hotter than a 45. Amen. Oh, Lord, I shouldn't have said that. Amen. But what you're doing is you're burning in your body and you're burning your relationship with God. Come on, somebody. I know I was playing with that, but you know what? We need to get it right with God. Amen. The next thing is fellowship with successful singles that will pour good things into your spirit. And I just heard somebody say, you can move on from that. Amen. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say this because it's not in my notes. Because a lot of times what we do is that I'm just letting y'all know this, whenever we're in a relationship and we have sexual relationships with somebody that's not our wife, it creates something like called soul ties. Amen. A lot of people don't know what soul ties is. That means everybody, you have an attachment to that person. Amen. Come on, somebody. You think about why you're thinking about somebody late at night. You know what? That's called a soul tie. Amen. And, you know, I come today to tell you that we're going to sever those soul ties. Amen. So that we can live right for Christ. Amen. Somebody say a soul tie. Somebody say a soul tie. I don't care. A lot of people, they don't teach soul ties in church. Amen. See, I know what a soul tie is. I mean, before I was born again, I had a lot of soul ties. Come on, somebody. I'm just real about this thing. And I had to get to a point where I had to sever those things. Amen. Because every time I wanted to be whole, I began thinking about somebody else. Come on, somebody. I couldn't think about the Lord for thinking about that. Amen. Come on, somebody. Because it was a soul tie. And we had to deal with soul. Somebody say deal with soul tie. I just caught that. Somebody said, I'm not dealing with that soul tie. Amen. Come on, somebody. Well, anyway, the word says that we're almost there. In Proverbs 27 and 17, I promise you that the next lesson won't be so hard. Amen. But we have to get through. We have to plow through this. Amen. Because we need help. Amen. It says that iron sharpening iron. So a man's sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Amen. Who you surround yourself with will impact how you walk. Amen? You got to surround yourself with people that are going somewhere. Amen. Not people that are going around the same mountain. Amen? Amen. I want to be around somebody that's going somewhere and somebody that's doing something. Amen? Amen. I came out of the hood. Amen. Amen? I don't need to go back to the hood. Amen? I'm trying to get, somebody say get somewhere. Amen? Now, I didn't say I'd leave the hood. Amen? Because I still got hood in me. Amen? Come on, somebody. Amen, but I'm not going to hang out in the hood, amen, because before you know it, I'll be hoodie, amen. Come on, somebody. I hang around successful singles. Successful singles. Somebody say successful singles. See, and I want to drop this in here. The purpose of the single group is not to give you an avenue for finding a date, amen. We had some guy that was in our single group, and he thought that was the hookup station. Amen. Y'all know who I'm talking about. They know who I'm talking about. Amen. He's like, shoot, I'm going to hook up with some of these women. Amen. I don't have no woman, but I know somebody's in there. Amen. Somebody's going to need a man. Amen. Come on, somebody. If you're in a single group and then there's somebody hitting on you, that is not somebody say that's not the one. Because we're not here to be hit on. We're here to be made whole. Somebody say be made whole. Amen. So the purpose is to connect you with like-minded people. Amen? Amen. It connects you with like-minded people who you can fellowship with. Say fellowship with. Who you can have fun with. Somebody have fun with. And who you can support each other with. We got singles getting ready to go on a cruise. Oh, Lord Jesus. All I can do is pray that the Lord be with them. Amen. Because they're going to think they're in Vegas. Whatever happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. They saying whatever happened on the boat, come on, stays on the boat. But I ain't told y'all, pastor going with y'all. Oh, Lord, dude. They said, oh, pastor, I want my refund. Amen. But this is what I want to say. You know what? Y'all are single if y'all are going on that cruise. And you know what? Y'all are to enjoy each other.
enjoy the fellowship of each other. You're supposed to have fun. You're supposed to laugh. Amen. Amen. And you're supposed to have something that you can remember. Amen. And you can always say on that cruise, we had fun. Amen. Somebody say we had fun. And then that allows for you to remember that you don't need him to have fun and you don't need her to have fun. Amen. Somebody say amen. So the next thing is preparing for the marriage state. And I'm almost there. Amen. Say preparing for the marriage state. If you are single and desire to be married, there are some preparation steps. Say preparation steps that you can take while single. Amen. While you are single, you need to take the opportunity to heal from hurts. Come on, somebody. And heal from pains. While single, it is a time of self-evaluation. Amen. Get to know yourself. Amen. And whenever you get to know yourself, you'll be able to share yourself wholly with somebody. Amen. Why should you do that? Because when you know yourself better, you'll know what you won't tolerate in a partner. Amen. Come on, somebody. You know what? I'm not going to put up with that mess. Come on, somebody. Amen. You may want to cook every day. Amen. Somebody, they got the roll of their eyes. Janice laughed. I'm not cooking every day. Amen. Y'all need to stop that. Amen. This one right here don't cook every day either. Amen. Matter of fact, she told me, y'all listen to this. She just told me that I haven't cooked in 41 days. Amen. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Since she's been retired, she's been doing all the cooking. Amen. But when you said that, what did I do? I whipped up a meal. Amen. Come on, somebody. I whipped up a meal. Amen. So I'm just telling you, you have to know what you can tolerate and what you can't tolerate. And you only know that when you know yourself. Somebody say, know myself. See, ask God to search your heart. Amen. So focus on forgiving and healing, acknowledging your mistakes, and prepare to move on. Because if you have hurts, what you do is whenever you go into a relationship, you will take those hurts with you. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, amen. You can't love them for them. I'm trying to help y'all. Amen. Amen. Because they hurt you, you think they're going to hurt you. Amen. And that's not necessarily so. God has bought you this person for you to be fulfilled in life. Amen. Amen. That's not Slick Willie. Amen. All I'm trying to do is help you. Amen. You know, I'm late because I had a flat. Come on, somebody. I'm not late because I was messing around. Now, if I have about three or four flats, you need to come check on me. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying. Amen. Matter of fact, you need to get some new tires. Amen. Matter of fact, let me check your tires before you leave. Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay, whatever. I'm just saying, Pastor. I'm just trying to put some clarity in this thing because we got to be real in this. Because we want relationships to be strong and we want to be strong. Amen. Next point is learn the purpose of dating. Amen. We most often seek a relationship through dating. There may be some cultures that utilize arranged marriages. Amen. But the majority of us choose our own mate. I don't need nobody to select somebody for me. Amen. Come on, somebody. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know they select them when they kids. You gonna marry you and they have no choice. No, we free will, amen. We ain't doing that, amen. Because what they connect you with may be a fool. Am I in the right house? Amen. May be a serial killer. Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay. I'm just saying. We don't do that, amen. So we have to learn the purpose of dating. The purpose of Christian dating is that two people can evaluate one another's suitability as a long-term companion or spouse. Amen? And you must not forget that. Eh? When you get caught up in romance, you might forget suitability. Amen? Come on, somebody. If they can rock your world, come on, somebody. You may forget suitability. Amen? And then after a while, they're going to stop rocking your world. Then what's going to happen? Come on, somebody. Somebody said, rock my world. What that mean? Amen? Y'all know that. Y'all, we grown folks in here. Amen? Okay. They said, are we in church? Are we on Dr. Oz? Or where are we today? Amen. What's his name? What's that guy's name? What's that other? Dr. Phil. Amen. Amen. But I'm just saying that because we need to discuss that. We need to know that. Amen.
Amen. Man, this is one thing I can say is that you can't say the pastor never told you. Most pastors won't tell you. Amen. They won't tell you till you divorced and, you know, and then they say all kind of stuff or till you had a bad relationship and then they tell you what you should have did. No, I'm telling you what you need to do. Amen. Come on, somebody, so we can make it. See, during the dating phase, you can decide on a mate rather sliding into a relationship. Sliding into sometimes is an act of convenience. Amen. Maybe you've dated for a while and everyone expects for you to get married. Amen. And you just go along with it. Society says, somebody say society, said you should live together. And when you do, it's harder to detangle from a relationship. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Sliding. Sometimes we slide into relationships because somebody got pregnant. Amen. So you stay with the relationship. That's honorable. That's not the best way. Amen. Sliding would also include making your physical desires too important so that it binds you to the person's character. Amen. Deciding is an act of strategic examining someone to see if they would make a good spouse. Amen.
You know, I need to know if when times get tough, are you going to be with me? Or when times get tough, you're going to walk away. Come on, somebody. I need to know. I don't care what nobody else say, but whenever I get sick, are you still going to be with me? Amen. Or when I get sick, are you going to leave me? Come on, somebody. We need to find out. Amen. If you're dating right now and they won't come see you or bring you an aspirin, amen. That is not the one. Somebody say, that is not the one. You know, I didn't have time to check on you. Well, you didn't have time to check on me. I'm telling you, ladies and men, that is not the one. Amen. Say, that is not the one. Amen.
Sliding. Somebody say sliding. Sliding is not the way. Point three is have an advisor.
Somebody say advisor.
You know what an advisor is? Advisor is someone that'll tell you the truth. Amen. A lot of times, you know what? We can't handle the truth. Amen. A lot of times people tell you that's not the right person. Amen.
That's right. You, Miss Faye, you need somebody like Miss Rena Faye that's going to tell you the truth. Because Miss Rena Faye is going to speak her mind. Amen.
Amen.
But that's what we need in relationships. Sometimes we need somebody that's going to tell us the truth. Amen. Like we speak to our kids. A lot of times our children don't like to hear what we have to say. But you know what? We've been around the mountain, amen. Come on. And that mountain is tough, amen. And we're trying to help you out. Say, help you out, amen. Now, you don't need to get advice from somebody that's not successful, amen. Every time I look at you, you got another friend. Hey, come on, somebody. You are not the one that's going to advise me, amen. Matter of fact, you alone just like I am, amen. So how can you tell me how to get somebody and you don't have nobody? Come on, somebody. Everybody want to give advice. You want to tell me how to keep one and you can't keep yours. Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay, whatever. I didn't mean to say that. But anyway, the advisor should be willing to yield to your desires for a mate, not their desires for a mate for you. Amen. This could be your pastor. This could be your parent, but they must be objective, amen. Or your friend, they must be objective, amen. So what factors, somebody say what factors, we're right there, amen. What factors should we consider when evaluating someone for a spouse, amen? You should evaluate their history. Somebody say history.
You usually find out history when you go to family reunions, amen. When you go to family reunions and those people be cutting up, more than likely you in a cutting up family, amen. Come on, somebody. And you need to ask them, why does Uncle Willie stay in that room with the door locked, amen? Yeah. Who is Uncle Willie, amen? How close are you to Uncle Willie? Do you think like Uncle Willie? Come on, somebody. Most people won't ask that question, amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. You need to ask, what happened to your past relationship? Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm telling you. You need to do an interview. Amen. Okay, whatever. Y'all can do that if you want to. We do counseling around here. Amen. Because if you get hooked up with the wrong person, amen, you're going to need counseling. Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. And the person you with, they may not be healed. Amen. Because they haven't acknowledged their broken part to you. Amen. So you need to ask, do they have a past? You need to ask, do you have any past addictions? Because if you do, I need to know. Amen. The next thing is their personality. Say personality. Are they people of integrity? Amen? Y'all, are y'all taking notes? How do they handle their emotions? Amen? What happens when they don't get what they want? Come on, somebody. What happens? I'm telling you, what happens when they don't get what they want? Amen? Amen. And this is what one thing people don't like. You need to have a real argument to see how they act whenever they do argument. If they get to gritting their teeth and balling up their fists, amen. And the women laughing, but whenever y'all get to in a heated argument, she go to the kitchen and get to rattling knives, amen. No, amen, no, amen. That is not the one. Amen. I'm just trying to say, you need to know, amen. If they go from 0 to 100, that might be a warning sign, amen. Are they jealous? Come on, somebody. Are they controlling? Now, I'm going to tell you, you can be a little jealous, amen. Amen. Right here, I'll be asking, where you been? Yeah, where you been? You sure look sweet today, amen. Where you been? Let me smell you, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. Make sure that don't smell like cologne, amen. Amen. Come on, somebody, amen. I'm just saying, you can't be jealous. But you can be jealous to a certain point, amen. A lovely jealous, amen. She said just a little bit, amen. Somebody say amen. 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 Are you easygoing? You should date long enough to know the answers to these questions, amen. If you want a provider, the question to ask, do they have a good work ethic? Do they go to work, amen? Or every time you look up, they missing work. Am I on the right? That is not the one. Amen. Do they have perseverance or do they give up? Amen. They may not be good marriage material. Amen. And you know the last one I got. How do they handle their finances? Amen. If every time y'all go out to eat and you have to pick up the check, that is not the one. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, we in this thing together. Amen. When I go out, you know what? You should pick up the check sometime. Say sometime. Now, this is what I understand. I understand if you're on hard times and I'm taking you out to eat. But you shouldn't be on hard times forever. Amen. Come on, somebody. We both on hard times. Can you cook a meal for me? Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay. We're just trying to make this thing plain. Y'all need to tell people. Y'all need to tell people, you know what? We know how to do it right. Amen. The next thing is their dreams and desires. Amen. Somebody say dreams and desires. Dreams and desires. How do they see their future? Does it fit with yours? Wow. Does it have something complicated? It could be just both of us working. Come on, somebody. Or you could agree on one person working. Amen. Do their dreams fit your dreams? And if not, are you willing to compromise and give up on those dreams? Amen. Well, that person fits God's divine purpose for your life. Amen. The one thing I'd say about Pastor Loretta and I is that, you know what? I couldn't do ministry without the support of her. Amen. When I have to be at church or whenever I have to get up out of bed and go to the hospital, Pastor Loretta can't be getting mad. Amen. Come on, somebody. That would be a problem. She didn't know at the time we were dating that she was signing up for this. Did you, girl? Because if she had known she was signing up for this, she might have bailed back then. Amen. But now she's in it for the long haul. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. But you have to communicate your desires. Amen. If you want someone who is romantic, but the person you are dating will be a good provider, they may not necessarily be a romantic. Amen? Then you need to evaluate that. You take me, I'm a romantic, amen. And I'm a good provider, amen? Y'all can say what you want to. Like her, right here, she's not no romantic. Amen. But I can't get mad at her because she ain't no romantic. I just roll up on her, amen. I just get on her. I just give me a kiss. See, she embarrassed now, amen. But you know what? That's because I'm a romantic. I am, amen. And that's what I desire. She always tell you, say, growing up, say, when you was a baby, your mama must have cuddled you all the time, amen. She did, amen. And because she did, you better cuddle me. This is what I want to say. If you don't cuddle me, guess what? Somebody else will, amen. So every now and again, she comes out of that, and you know what? She gives the brother some love. Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen. Amen. I just wanted to drop that in there. Amen, because you need to know that.
Amen.
You know, a lot of people want roses every day. Some brothers not going to buy you no roses. Amen. They bought the check home. Amen. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
But I want roses because they got roses. Amen. You don't know what's behind those roses that they got. Amen. That man might be a low-down, dirty fool. I'm telling you. Amen. Don't do that. Amen. Don't put that on somebody. Amen. If you want roses and he's not bringing you roses, buy your own roses. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying. And if you want roses, find you somebody that will buy roses. Amen. Come on, somebody. Dr. Conway said, my father in the ministry said when he was going with Pastor Jada, they were in the dating state, and he said that he would always have a rose on her desk. Her rose would never die. Amen. But guess what now? She not getting no roses. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. And I just say that, but if you want somebody that's a romantic, you need to get with a romantic. Amen. But then a lot of time, you know, and I'm just saying this, we're teaching, amen. A lot of time, that's all people know is romance. They don't know nothing else. Oh, Jesus. That's all they know is how to love, amen. They don't know how to pay bills, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen, amen. They don't know how to do no work around the house, amen. They don't know how to run the mower, amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying. But they love good. Amen. No, that's not going to get it because love is going to wear out. Amen. Am I in the right house? Okay, whatever. I'm just telling y'all. I'm trying to be real. I'm trying to be real with you. Yeah. What is this thing right here say? Love at first sight. That won't last always. Amen. Come on. Okay. Y'all, I'm trying to help y'all. Not get in trouble, amen. I'm trying to help y'all not to go where you don't have to go, amen. Say the last point. The last point is I believe is the most important one. Find out about their relationship with God, amen. That's the most important part. Are they seeking God? Just because they go to church don't mean they're seeking God, amen. Come on, somebody. If you're seeking God and they are not, they may draw you away from your relationship with God. Amen. There is a difference from knowing of God and being committed to God. Amen. If you are connected to a church, you should be seeking a spouse that is connected to a church already. Amen. You don't have to be at this church, but he should be going to church. Amen. And he shouldn't just be going to church when you go to church. And she shouldn't be just going to church whenever you want to go to church. They should be going to church all the time. Amen. Somebody say amen. Discuss spiritual beliefs. Amen. Somebody, now that's important. Because when Loretta and I got married, we knew each other went to different kind of churches. Amen. She went to what they call a holiness church. Amen. And I just went to church. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. And after we got married, I refused to go to that holiness church. Amen. I didn't want to do all that stuff they're doing. Matter of fact, they stay in church too long. Amen. The real thing was I didn't even want to go to church. Am I on the right? Come on, somebody. So Loretta tried finding other churches that would fit our needs. But at the time, although overall I wasn't interested,
Eventually, life drove us to a church. Amen? Somebody say life. Eventually, life drove us. Amen? Last scripture, 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. It says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? So in closing, I encourage you to take the single state very seriously. It is very hard to change someone after you're married. The only people that like change are babies, and that's their dirty diapers. Amen? With everyone else, it will be tough. Regret can be a heavy burden on a marriage. So be honest with yourself. If you are not ready to be married, you have time to change. Amen? Don't stay in a relationship because it feels good right now. After the newness wears off, there will be a problem. Amen? If you're already married, never fear. We're going to talk about the marriage state in the upcoming weeks. Amen? Even if you're single, you will have the edge on others. Amen? Are y'all okay? I thank you that you allow Pastor to talk to you like that, but we need to know what state we're in. Amen. And we need to know how to choose better. Amen. I always hear that your mate is a reflection of your own intelligence. Amen. And somebody say amen. So don't blame them. It was you that chose them. Amen. I am out of time.